In conclusion, I submitted a letter on the 24th of January 2011 to the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, through his representative in Sri Lanka. This letter has been returned to me, and I have been told that I need to respond to that they do not have a method of accepting individual submissions in this manner, and that I need to reapply or resubmit my complaint under the UN procedures, established procedure under which these complaints can be accepted. I did not expect that my letter, which was submitted exactly a year after my husband disappeared, would be returned to me. And I was saddened by the fact that this letter was returned in this kind of summary fashion. I will still continue to engage with the UN, and I will submit my case through the procedure that they have set up. But I was extremely saddened that I did not get any response to the letter I submitted, and that I was simply asked to resubmit my complaint under the proper procedure of the UN. I have also submitted a habeas corpus application to the Court of Appeals, entreating the court to help find my husband. This case has dragged on in the court for several months now. And at the last hearing on 26th May, the court again postponed the hearing on the ground that two judges were not present. And the case has now been postponed to the next hearing is on 24th June 2011. And I am hopeful that at least at this hearing, and anticipate that something will be done regarding my husband's case, and that clear direction will be given to the police or the local authorities to produce my husband and to give me some details regarding his whereabouts. This has not happened so far since I filed the case in February 2010. So this case was filed in February 2010. So it's over a year since the case was filed, and it's still dragging through the courts.